Now, Qantas, I would think they'd have a cause to dismiss this woman who's caused all the problems in Queensland. She is now being identified. I like it when we can identify these people. The story in the Courier Mail says the flight attendant at the centre of the COVID-19 scare once claimed to have dated cop killer Ricky Madison, describing him as the most caring person I know. Melinda Gray, 36, also goes by the name of Mel Waterhouse, and Sydney man George Thompson can be revealed as the pair who breached border restrictions and moved about southeastern Queensland while infected with the Delta strain of COVID-19. Now, a little more on this, and I don't have all the details because she's not cooperating, the woman, and there's not much that the government can do except fine her a paltry amount of money. But Alan Joyce can do plenty. He can terminate her employment, I would hope. Now, the reason she should be terminated is because this was allegedly a Tinder date. She's 36, he's 26. They corresponded, and I don't know too much about Tinder. Someone might be able to help me, but they corresponded on Tinder. And he said to her he wanted to get out of Sydney, but he needed some help in doing so. She conspired with him, allegedly, for him to arrive in Ballina, and then she'd drive him north. Now, the problem is she's been fined a paltry amount for illegally bringing him over the border, but she refused to give police his name. So this 26-year-old imbecile, George Thompson, he's been fined 10 grand for allegedly fleeing Sydney's lockdown to meet the flight attendant in northern New South Wales via a Tinder date. On July 14, Thompson travelled to the Gold Coast from Ballina with the woman, who was also fined for failing to abide by the state's health directions. Police said the woman collected Thompson from Ballina Airport, drove to the Gold Coast, then on to Brisbane. They both later tested positive for the highly infectious variant of coronavirus. He allegedly works in the construction industry. There are reports he's involved with outlaw motorcycle gangs. I don't know whether that's true or not. He's now being treated for COVID-19 in the Royal Brisbane Women's Hospital after being admitted on Sunday from hotel quarantine. Now, what they say was, police said the flight attendant had not been fully cooperative with the contact tracers nor police and engaged a lawyer. But this is the really important part. She refused to identify Thompson as contact tracers scrambled to track the pair's whereabouts. But the coppers were very resourceful in Queensland. They knew they'd been to the Sundowner Hotel in Caboolture on July 18. The hotel management showed CCTV of the pair in an effort to identify Thompson. They found him, Thompson, without her helping in any way, shape or form. Authorities said the pair were in the community while infectious. At least one of them had attended a number of locations in southeastern Queensland. And they used false check-in information at several locations. I mean, the criminality involved is breathtaking, let alone the health concerns, all because of a 36-year-old wanting to hook up with a 26-year-old on a Tinder date and then allow him to do exact. I mean, she's got to pick her partners a bit better, describing, as I said earlier, a cop killer, Ricky Madison, is the most caring person I know. Fair dinkum. Anyway, she then travelled across other Qantas links. And the other thing is, in relation to, you know, whether you can dismiss someone for telling lies, Qantas have a great history in this country, a great airline. But this woman went on sick leave. She wasn't sick. She went on sick leave so she could take this bloke on their sex romp via Tinder. Fair dinkum. And putting all of Queensland at risk on the way. Just terrible.